This is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Germany has collected evidence of war crimes in Ukraine, the country's prosecutor general said in a newspaper interview published on Saturday, adding that he saw a need for a judicial process at the international level. Peter Frank told the Welt am Sonntag newspaper, "Currently we are focusing on the mass killings in Bucha, or attacks against Ukrainian civilian infrastructure." Pope Francis said on Saturday churches in South Sudan cannot remain neutral but must raise their voices against injustice and abuse of power as he and two other Christian leaders conducted a peace mission to the world's newest country. On his first full day in South Sudan, Francis addressed Catholic bishops, priests, and nuns in the Cathedral of St. Therese in the capital Juba, as the Archbishop of Canterbury and the head of the Church of Scotland held services elsewhere. Here's more now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
After arriving in the world's newest country on the first ever papal visit Friday, Francis was spending Saturday ministering first to church personnel and then to South Sudanese, who have been forced by fighting, flooding, and other crises to leave their homes. Francis was highlighting in particular the plight of South Sudanese women, half of whom are married before the age of 18 and then face the world's highest maternal mortality rate. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a visit to China that had been expected to start on Friday after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was tracked flying across the United States in what Washington called a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Deadly protests rage across Peru as a political battle unfolds inside the halls of Congress, which is walled off from the streets by hundreds of police, armored vehicles, and gates. Lawmakers are at loggerheads over whether to hold a snap election this year following the December 7th ouster of leftist President Pedro Castillo partway through his term. That event sparked weeks of protests that have seen 48 people killed. Brazil sank a decommissioned aircraft carrier in the Atlantic Ocean off its northeast coast, the Brazilian Navy said, despite warnings from environmentalists that the rusting 1960s French-built ship would pollute the sea and the marine food chain. The 32,000-ton carrier had been floating offshore for 3 months since Turkey refused it entry to be scrapped there because it was an environmental hazard. Then the ship was towed back to Brazil. A jury has decided Elon Musk did not defraud investors with tweets in 2018. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The verdict by the nine jurors was reached after less than 2 hours of deliberation following a three-week trial. It pitted Tesla investors represented in a class action lawsuit against Musk, who is CEO of both the electric automaker and the Twitter service he bought for $44 billion a few months ago. In 2018, Musk tweeted that he had the financing to take Tesla private, even though it turned out he hadn't gotten an ironclad commitment for an aborted deal that would have cost between $20 and $70 billion to pull off. The verdict is a major vindication for Musk. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. House of Representatives plans to vote next week on a bill that would end a requirement that most foreign air travelers be vaccinated against COVID-19, the body's majority leader said. The Biden administration in June dropped its requirement that people arriving in the country by air must test negative for COVID-19. Meantime, the U.S. state of California won't be requiring school children to get the coronavirus vaccine, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In 2021, Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state would add the COVID-19 shot to its list of mandated vaccinations for children to attend school. Since then, however, nearly all pandemic restrictions have been lifted, and the state's coronavirus emergency declaration officially ends at the end of this month. While that does not have an impact on the California Department of Public Health, the department says it's not currently exploring emergency rulemaking to add COVID-19 to the list of required school vaccinations, though it adds it does still strongly recommend COVID-19 immunization for students and staff. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Laura.